Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now, John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
John the Baptist comes, preaching in the wilderness and calling for repentance and confession of sins. And it just doesn't seem to be very Christmassy at all. Where's Isaiah with "the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel"? Where's the shepherds and the baby in the manger and the angels? Before Christmas and the virgin and the manger and the angels, it's important to hear John the Baptist. John the Baptist comes to prepare the way of the Lord, to call people to repentance and to confession. The Lord sent John to baptize. After all, the presence of Jesus matters to sinners who need forgiveness and to those who need the grace that comes from God in the flesh, born in Bethlehem. And that is why you need to be called to repentance. Your sins are many. You spoke hurtful words. You judged others. You sloughed off at work and hoped that no one would notice. You lusted after others. You disrespected your parents and other authorities. Your worship and your attention to God's word has been, well, imperfect at best. For a sinner like you, the voice of John the Baptist is needed. Turn from your sin. Prepare the way of the Lord. And for sinners, the Lord sends baptism for forgiveness. These baptismal waters are no mere sign or symbol or ritual. No, this baptismal water washes away sin, even your sin, all your sin, even your sin that you would like to pretend doesn't even exist. Here, the name sinner is replaced with the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Here, you are made one of God's holy saints, even if you don't particularly feel like one of God's holy saints. You are transformed by the power of the Lord your God. John came to prepare the way of the Lord Jesus. Jesus has come indeed, yes, at the manger and the shepherds and the angels, but today we get to celebrate that the Lord Jesus has come in his baptismal waters. There he is truly present to wash away sin and to create and strengthen faith, even and especially for you. And yet sometimes it seems that children who can't speak their confession or confess their sins or their faith should be baptized. Sometimes people wonder if these innocent-looking babies have done anything wrong. They haven't had a chance to commit any sins, common sense declares. They don't know how to talk or how to sass their parents. Common sense goes on to declare that these children don't know how to be discontent or prideful or hateful. Children don't know what lust is, and nothing is expected of them, and so they can't be lazy. Common sense would say all those things, but common sense doesn't determine anyone's righteousness. Not an infant child, not you either. The issue with babies, be them 4 days old, or 4 weeks old, or 4 months old, or adults who are 40 or 80, or any other age, is their sinfulness. Common sense doesn't want to talk about that. But sinfulness is more than just doing sin. If our sinfulness and wickedness were just judged on keeping ourselves from doing bad things, there might be, on the outside edge, a hypothetical chance that someone could do it. However, Scripture doesn't allow for that. Psalm 51 teaches that each and every person is conceived and born sinful. Every person is born without the fear of God, without trust in God, and with the inclination to sin, called concupiscence, and you know about that. That desire to sin is, in and of itself, sinful. St. Paul says that without Christ, you are an enemy of God. This is the sinful nature that we confess week in and week out. Each and every person, including you, is born with that concupiscent desire and inclination to sin, and each and every one of you is guilty. And that's why each and every person needs baptism. That's why you are called, even today, to remember your baptism. But this remembering isn't a mental exercise, like remembering a date, or your multiplication tables, or the periodic table. Remembering your baptism is nothing less than living in faith that God has prepared the way for the Savior for you, straightening you up into His righteous pathways. That is what the Lord has done for you, sending you the baptism of repentance and new life. John the Baptist has come to testify to your Savior. The manger with the shepherds and the angels, the cross with the crown of thorns and the nails and the stone rolled away from the tomb, the surprise of the women and the disciples, all of this is delivered to you in your baptism, and all this grace of God is given you as a gift. The work of God isn't distant or remote or disconnected from you. The Lord your God comes up close and personal, even more up close and personal than John the Baptist in the wilderness. Christ comes right to you, where the cross was traced on your forehead and on your heart, marking you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. There in your baptism, your sins were forgiven and you were transferred to the kingdom of God's grace and power. Live in the way of the Lord, for you are indeed His baptized saint. Hark, listen to that voice. Confess your sins, because you have been made straight for the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.